Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. Funny how I, after kind of dropping off the face of the planet for quite a few months with the podcast, seems like I'm finding more reason to get back into it. Not for a like continuous pattern, like a regularly scheduled thing, but just like, in certain moments when I feel like, hey, this message that I'm talking about might benefit somebody out there, then, I hit record and I find a reason to start another podcast episode. And so here we are again with another one. Today I want to talk about rejection, which I think is something that I might have touched upon before. But even if I have, I don't think it hurts to revisit certain topics, especially ones that I think are quite important for people to understand and grasp. Of course, with just my limited perspective, I'm not all knowing, all seeing, right? But after a good amount of deliberate thought, I come to my conclusions and I think, hey, this is something that I think it's important for people to understand and grasp and possibly hold as their own idea. And so here I am with one of those again. And like I said before, we're going to be talking about rejection. Why rejection? Because just before deciding to hit record tonight, I wanted to set the record straight with this girl that I was interested in. And I gave her the opportunity to say, hey, you can be, straightforward with me, because she and I agreed to go get coffee. And it didn't seem like she was really enthusiastic about it. And so I was like, And that, coupled with some other signs that I've noticed in our recent interactions, gave me the impression that, okay, maybe she's not interested, right? I mean, I personally struggle with being too optimistic. When I first get interested in a girl, when someone catches my eye, I tend to get really optimistic and hopeful from the get-go, which isn't really good. I think it's a flaw. It's more important to stay grounded and realistic in what could possibly unfold between the two of you. But, like I ran into this girl unexpectedly, got her number, and we talked for a bit. But I guess I was just being my hopeful self. But also being the straightforward person that I am, after today, we met up again and we agreed to get coffee, I didn't feel like she was really in it or in for it, enthusiastic about it. And so I came home and I said, hey, it didn't really seem like you were into the whole coffee thing. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to explicitly pass on getting coffee with me. And she responded with, as long as we're clear that we're going to be doing coffee as friends, then I'm happy to hang out with you. And so, of course, that hurt a little bit. I think it would hurt anybody who is interested in somebody, and then that somebody says, I think we're better off as friends. I think that would hurt anybody, and it hurt me too. But you know what? Rejection is a part of life. And so, this is where we sort of get into the meat of the podcast episode. The trait that I think everybody should possess, just as part of being a human being, is the ability to take rejection well. And what do I mean by that specifically, right? I think we should be able to take rejection without getting salty about it, without getting toxic, without lashing out in return, retaliating with some form of revenge, verbal, physical, or otherwise, because somebody rejects you. I think we would all very much be better off on planet Earth if every human being on here was able to handle rejection in a way that wasn't abusive or damaging or hurtful to the person who is rejecting us, right? Because every single person on this planet, I don't care what gender you identify as, I don't care what kind of people you find yourself interested in, right? It doesn't matter who you are. Every single person on the planet has an inalienable right to reject the advances of somebody they don't find interesting. Period. Nobody on this planet owes you anything. All right, I'm going to repeat that. Nobody on this planet owes you anything. And in return, you don't owe anybody anything either, right? Just because somebody walks into your life, that doesn't mean you owe them an acquaintance. That doesn't mean you owe them a friendship. That doesn't mean you owe them your love. That doesn't mean you have to call them your family. You don't owe anybody anything either. Simply existing and you coming into my life, like let's say we bump into each other on the street, or heck, I just look across the street and I notice that you exist. That does not mean I owe you anything. And even if we get into a conversation, right, let's say we've established each other as acquaintances, just because we get into a conversation randomly on the street, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're my friend. And for them, it doesn't mean that I'm their friend either. And let's say I bump into somebody on the street and she's a girl and I find her attractive and I'm like, hey, like maybe let's go out for a date. She doesn't owe me anything. Right? And heck, you could even know this person for years and they still don't owe you anything. You are not owed anything in terms of relationships like that. That's just the nature of how human relationships work. And surely you could understand if we reverse the roles, right? So like if somebody knew you for like 10 years and you always saw them as a great friend and you never had any romantic interest in them, how would you feel if they came up to you one day and said, "Hey, you and I, we've been great friends for 10 years, and now I demand your love. You and I are going to start dating. You're going to be my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever, and you cannot reject that." How would you feel about that? It wouldn't make much sense, would it? No, because, like I said, it's an inalienable right for you to reject the advances of any other human being on this planet. Attraction cannot and should not be forced. And so, this might be a hard pill to swallow, right? Because, like I said, rejection hurts, right? When you genuinely find somebody attractive and you hope to possibly date them, and even more, it hurts when they don't feel the same way about you. But in the end, it's just for the better for all of us if we can truly grasp and understand that they didn't really owe us anything, and they never will, right? And so it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's true. And so hopefully, if you listening to this episode, you're somebody and you identify and you know that, hey, I might have this issue where, I struggle with accepting rejection. Just understand you have that same power to reject people. And if you were not interested in somebody and somebody came up to you and said, "Hey, I like you, let's go out for a date," and you weren't interested in them, wouldn't you want that right to say no and be completely comfortable with that, right? Because that's your right. Just like how you could do that to somebody else because you're not interested in them, shouldn't somebody else have the ability to do that to you because they're not interested in you, right? That's the thing about rights, is that they don't just go operate as one-way streets, right? You can't just expect to be able to reject people who approach you, and also in the same token, expect to not be rejected by other people. That's not how it works. And so, this is something, like I said, that I think everybody should be able to grasp, because I think it makes the world go a lot more round when people can grasp and take rejection and be mature about it and not retaliate in any form of way. And so, what do you do after, right? You get rejected, the person you're interested in, they don't feel the same way about you. There's nothing else you can really do besides move on. And that's the thing you should do, right? Why still pine after somebody who doesn't find you attractive? And that's not to say you should take it personal either. There's an infinite number of reasons why somebody would reject you. I don't think it's a bad idea to ask them, "Hey, why was I rejected?" Right? As long as you make sure they understand that you're asking out of a place with good intentions, I don't think I mean, they might not give you a reason, which is their right too, but if you're not that bad of a person, they'll probably give you a reason, right? Like maybe you're not my type, maybe I don't find you physically attractive, And again, it's also important to take these reasons, however they give you. Give them to you, take them with the understanding that it's likely constructive criticism and they're probably not out to kick you while you're down. And if they are, that's a whole nother issue. But just, take the feedback. And me personally, I'm gonna ask, right? Because I'm always in the mode of self-improvement. And so if there was something I could have done differently that would have increased my chances to not get rejected, I would like to know. Because maybe I'm missing something, right? Maybe there's a missing piece to the puzzle that I'm not fulfilling, and that's the reason I'm getting rejected. It's good to know these things. Get the feedback from people who, might be able to provide it. In this case, the person who rejected you, maybe there's something that you could work on that would increase your chances of not getting rejected. And so, just don't take it to heart, like in the sense that, like, don't take it personally, especially when you establish that they're trying to be constructive about it. And you can always be friends too, right? As long as you don't cross that boundary, fully knowing at this point that she's not interested, or he's not interested, whoever, right, is not interested in you, then you should respect that. Right, don't try to stay friends with them and like come around and hope that they come around one day. It's not worth your time, and it's probably just going to stress you out even more and stress them out even more if and when they realize that you said, okay, let's be friends, but what you really wanted was for them to come around one day. Don't do that. It's a waste of your time. It's going to stress you out. Just genuinely move on, because like I said, they don't owe you anything, and go find somebody else. I think you should be able to find somebody who wants to be with you, who's enthusiastic about being with you. Don't be with somebody who already established you as a friend and nothing more, and then try to want something with them. Go find someone you can be happy with, someone who wants to be happy with you too. And so I think that pretty much concludes this episode. I think I did pretty great. It seems like I still have the flow. Like, I promise you, I'm not reading off of a script of any kind. Everything that I speak to on this podcast is straight from the heart. I don't script things except for, I believe, season one of my podcast when, I was just starting out. So it's going to help for me to have some bullet points that I can look back on as I'm doing an episode. But ever since then, I'm just straight up speaking from the heart, saying what comes to mind off the top of my head. There's no pre-planning, no script in front of me whatsoever. I'm literally right now just sitting on my bed, speaking from the heart. And if you think my flow in this was pretty good, let me know. I think it was pretty nice. I know I might have repeated a couple things a couple of times, but that's what you get when you don't pre-plan everything, right? I mean, even if you do pre-plan everything, it's not always going to be perfect either. But you know what I meant. So, thank you for listening to this episode. Hopefully, you found some value out of it. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Have a great rest of your day.
And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.